This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, June 27th. As the Brexit-fueled turmoil continues in global markets, investors might want to consider income-oriented ETFs. That's a word from Todd Rosenbluth, Director of ETF Research for S&P Global Market Intelligence. His advice? Look for dividend-paying ETFs with limited exposure to Europe. He suggests considering the ProShares S&P MidCap 400 Dividend Aristocrat ETF, ticker REGL.
Midcap securities, that these tend to be companies that are partially, that are somewhat established, but that still have some growth potential, and they tend to have more U.S.-centric operations. So as opposed to multinational companies that tend to appear in S&P 500 or a Russell 1000 large cap index, mid-cap companies tend to be more insulated from the economic uncertainty that's taking place in Europe, that's taking place in Japan and other markets as a whole.
Rosenbluth also likes a WisdomTree small cap dividend fund, ticker DES.
It has exposure to financial services companies, industrial companies, consumer discretionary companies that are currently paying a dividend, and according to the WisdomTree approach to selecting securities, have room for dividend growth. So there's a bit more of a forward prospect to it.
Rosenbluth adds that DES is up 8.8% so far this year and has a dividend yield of 2.8%. He sounds a cautionary note when it comes to ETFs that invest in European equities. It's critical, he says, to check their holdings.
While the names sound the same of European equity ETFs, the underlying country and stock exposure can be quite different depending upon which product you own.
And that's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.